ladies and gentlemen, and I'm delighted that you're joining me again for You Can Cook Too. Now, today, my recipe, it's actually two recipes, but the two go together. They're served together, at least. It's glazed salmon with a cucumber and sesame salad. So we'll start, first of all, with the glazed salmon. And this will do four people. So you need four skinless salmon fillets. Now, I know some of the ones you get in shops are tiny, so get a decent size fillet because you will like this. Then you will need mirin, four tablespoons of mirin. And mirin is a Japanese ingredient. It's a kind of rice wine, but it's called mirin, M-I-R-I-N. And certainly the big supermarkets have it nowadays. It should be possible to get it in most towns in Ireland. You need four tablespoons of mirin. You then need four tablespoons of soy sauce. And I prefer the low salt ones. The recipe doesn't specify, but there's quite a high content in soy, and it can overpower the other flavours. You need two tablespoons of soft brown sugar, and you need a tablespoon of lemon juice. So this is for the salmon part. So you simply mix the mirin, the soy sauce, the brown sugar, and the lemon juice together. And you put them over the salmon and put it in the fridge and marinate it for a minimum of 10 minutes. But the longer you marinate it, the better. And if you are well planned enough and marinate it overnight, it really will penetrate the salmon and you'll have a deliciously flavoured fillet, which you then put under the grill or bake it covered with tin foil in the oven at about 170, 180 Celsius. So they're the salmon fillets, marinated and grilled or baked. I personally prefer baking. I think if it's under a grill, the top can often get a bit hard. Then the cucumber and sesame salad. For that, you'll again use the mirin, a tablespoon of mirin, and then you need either rice wine or wine vinegar. Now, both are very easy to get, and most cupboards these days, if somebody has any interest in cooking, will have wine vinegar. But if you want, and if you have rice vinegar, use that instead, a tablespoon, whichever it is. Then a tablespoon of sesame oil. And sesame oil used to be quite difficult to find because all of the recipes had toasted sesame oil. But now, with the multitude of ethnic shops about, and indeed the fact that supermarkets are recognising our multiculturalism, you can now get ordinary sesame oil. Don't use the toasted sesame oil. It doesn't work. The toasted flavour overshadows the other flavours. So a teaspoon of sesame oil and two small cucumbers sliced into ribbons. That's lengthwise. And you can either use a peeler, a potato peeler, or a mandolin, which you can push it through. And then you mix the mirin, the rice vinegar or wine vinegar, and the sesame oil all together. And then you toss the cucumber ribbons in the dressing. And again, if you leave it to marinate for a while, and the longer the better, and you serve the cucumber with the salmon with the cucumber. And this cucumber, it's actually, the quantity I've given will serve many more than the four I have, that the recipe suggests. You will probably get eight out of the cucumber. So if you keep it and use it with maybe a pork dish or a bacon dish, maybe if you were having a salad with cold roast bacon, the leftover cucumber, the marinated cucumber, would be beautiful. And the piece of music that I want to use to remind you and to link you to this recipe is a piece that may sound familiar to you, but you may not know who wrote it or where you heard it. It's called The Salmon, and it is taken from a collection called Songs of the Sea. And Songs of the Sea were written by an American composer called Jeff Rona. Jeff Rona, he's wrote mainly for film, but he also wrote for TV and for video games. And he wrote this piece, the Songs of the Sea, he wrote this collection for the China Olympics in 2008. And the salmon, the song for the salmon is very interesting because the recording of it consists of the music. But in the background, a poem to the salmon, written by a poet called David White, is set to music. So you have both the music and the poem being read in the background. So I hope that you will enjoy listening to this piece while you sit down and delicately eat the salmon with fish forks. If you can procure fish forks, they're absolutely lovely. And they differ from the ordinary forks. Unfortunately, even fish restaurants these days don't use fish forks. But some hotels, good hotels, when they serve fish, use fish forks and fish knives. And they're made so that you don't actually cut into the fish, but you flake it off. So the edges of the knives are not sharp, and the prongs of the fork aren't sharp. They're sort of blunt, and there's usually one at the edge that's quite wide. So if you can get fish forks, and they're available quite frequently in charity shops, and especially if you happen to be in London, you should have no difficulty getting fish forks. Anyway, even if you have ordinary knives and forks, make sure that you enjoy the glazed salmon and cucumber sesame.
Too many days now, I have not written of the sea, nor the rivers, nor the shifting currents we find between the islands. For too many nights now, I have not imagined the salmon threading the dark streams of reflected stars, nor have I dreamt of his longing, nor the lithe swing of his tail toward dawn. I have not given myself to the depth to which he goes, to the cargoes of crystal water cold with salt, nor the enormous plains of ocean swaying beneath the moon. I have not felt the lifted arms of the ocean opening its white hands on the seashore. Salted wind, whole and healthy, filling the chest with living air. I have not heard those waves fallen out of heaven onto earth, nor the tumult of sound and the satisfaction of 1,000 miles of ocean giving up its strength on the sand. But now, I have spoken of that great sea. The ocean of longing shifts through me. The blessed inner star of navigation moves in the dark sky above. And I am ready, like the young salmon, to leave his river. Blessed with hunger for a great journey on the drawing tide. Song for the Salmon. Song for the Salmon. For too many days now, I have not written of the sea, nor the rivers, nor the shifting currents we find between the islands. For too many nights now, I have not imagined the salmon threading the dark streams of reflected stars, nor have I dreamt of his longing, nor the lithe swing of his tail toward dawn. I have not given myself to the depth to which he goes, to the cargoes of crystal water cold with salt, nor the enormous plains of ocean swaying beneath the moon. I have not felt the lifted arms of the ocean opening its white hands on the seashore, nor the salted wind, whole and healthy, filling the chest with living air.